all know, no conference would be complete without a Microsoft presence. So standing next to me is Jim Brady. And Jim Brady is going to explain to us and show us all what Microsoft Media Room is. Go.
Hi, Laura. We are consider ourselves one of the fun groups at Microsoft because we work on an
My group's pretty fun, too. I don't know if you know.
I heard that. So basically, we're here at NAB to really evangelize and raise awareness for how IPTV and connected TV systems like that, those driven through Microsoft Media Room, are able to really enhance the way broadcasters deliver their content to consumers.
Okay.
And so right
now... So this
now,
is something that's going to benefit me and my viewers eventually.
Exactly. Right. And right now through service providers. So the Microsoft Media Room platform is available through 20 of the top service providers worldwide, one of them being AT&T, which has launched services in 41 markets worldwide or nationally. And those are in a lot of the top markets throughout the U.S., markets like Los Angeles, Chicago, San Francisco Bay Area.
So we're saying, let's say I'm an AT&T customer and they're my service provider, and I want to jump on this Media Room bandwagon. How do I do it, and why do I do it?
You contact AT&T to find out if the service is available in your area. And I think the reason why you'd want to consider signing up for it is it's the best premium digital TV service.
This is good. This is the nitty-gritty. This is the meat of the interview right now. Tell us why it's so good.
All right. So I'm going to give you just one example.
Yeah, let's do a walkthrough.
So it's got integrated video on demand. It has theoretically unlimited channels right now. So you're looking at a system that's capable of a lot more video on demand, a lot more HD, a lot more content. And then the way that content is presented to the consumer is very compelling. So I'm going to give you a couple of examples
now. Yeah, because, I mean, I'm not going to tell you who I have, but I don't have AT&T. They're not available where I'm currently residing. But I know that I do have some sort of on-demand features. Would this be something different or better, or what's the difference?
I think what we're doing, we view TV at Microsoft as a lot like the PC in the 1980s. So it's useful for a lot of things like number crunching and word processing, but until it became part of a two-way network and software became available, its utility was really limited. That's where TV is right now. So we're going to show you a couple of examples how software and how broadband connectivity can really enhance TV.
Okay.
So this first application here is NASCAR on TNT. We're going to launch into it right now. All right, and what we've done here is we've taken the broadcast experience.
Okay, so I'm watching my race go by.
You're watching
round and round in circles. Love the sport.
Very, very interesting for a lot of people. Fastest growing sport in America. All right, and what you're able to do through this system is actually we're taking data that's on NASCAR.com.
Okay.
All right. And say you've got a favorite driver. Say it's Kurt Busch.
Okay, so just so they know, he's navigating through the drivers here. So you've melded the website with the live TV experience?
That's exactly what's happening. This is a real-world application that we developed with Turner at NASCAR.com. And as you see here, you've got Kurt Busch's in-car driver camera.
Wow.
This is available on the web, but we're bringing it to the TV in an HD experience.
So any of the sort of... features on the website you can incorporate into your television viewing experience. Now you've got to have some sort of partnership. Is it with NASCAR or is it with TNT or did everyone get together and do this?
So really we're more facilitators. So we work to educate content providers and broadcasters and also our service provider customers. But it's up to those two entities to work together to make this happen. Right.
Okay.
The other thing with this is you can actually hear the audio from the driver to the pit crew back and forth throughout the race. It just adds a level of personalization that you can't get through a broadcast experience, which is really...
Is that something, the multiple audio feeds, is that something you're pulling from the website, or is that something unique to the Media Room?
It could be either or. In this case, we're pulling it from the website, but this could be the way that broadcasters package their content. You can imagine an event like the Olympics... where there's multiple events taking place all at the same time. A consumer might like the shot put. Others might want track and field. Others, gymnastics. Right. So with
figure skating, hello.
Exactly. Well, I mean, there you go. I mean, you know, there are a lot of biathlon fans out there.
So essentially,
to watch their sports.
Right.
With IPTV, it can be a very web-like experience, where you're in the driver's seat, you can get the information and content that you want, but
And the goal would be eventually to have every channel potentially offering all of this, right?
Exactly. You know, we at Microsoft talk a lot about what TV should be like. One of our maxims within the company is the killer application for television is television. Okay. So we want to make sure that all of these new things enhance and not take away from that experience where people really love the content. We try to package it sometimes in different ways, but at the end of the day, it's all about better TV, and that's what we're focused on.
Well, I'm sure that I wouldn't be alone to say that when I am watching television, when I have Rock of Love on VH1, my laptop is there, and I'm looking up things, and, you know, information is coming at me. So it's essentially, you know, again, just taking everything and simplifying and joining it together. And, you know, Microsoft is great at that.
It's very interesting you mentioned that, because a lot of new companies right now are developing applications for people to have a PC in their lap. Yeah. As they're watching TV, we think a lot of those experiences can be provided through the TV, through a remote.
Exactly. I mean, the media center is taking us there. Now we've got media room. Let's walk over here as another option of sort of bringing all your media and entertainment devices into one. I see you've got something set up on the Xbox. Talk me through it over here.
So this right here is IPTV on Xbox 360 or Xbox 360 with Microsoft Media Room. And again, that's our IPTV platform.
Yes.
We announced just a few months ago at CES that BT, British Telecom, will be launching IPTV services using the Xbox 360 console as the set-top box.
Great. And not so you don't need to clutter up your shelves under your TV.
Exactly.
One box.
Exactly. And not only is there advantage of the form factor, but you also can have these better together scenarios where you could be watching a football game, you could get a voice chat from your friend, you could pause the game, record it, and then launch right into a video game, and then after, watch the actual match together.
It's like the options are limitless, really. You know, once you get them all central.
It's the web world and the TV world coming together. And I think the really exciting thing is once consumers get used to it, the whole social aspect of the web and the social aspect of watching TV together. Like me personally, I live alone. When I lived with my family back home on the East Coast, and when I had roommates, I watched a lot more TV, and we watched it together and talked a lot about it. With IPTV and, you know, an example of IPTV and Xbox 360, the whole social aspect of TV really comes to life.
I love it.
So we look at TV as IPTV is social, personal, easy. It needs to be easy.
It should be, you know, because for a while there, television was getting a bad rap, you know, television games even, saying that it was, you know, a solitary, you know, activity, where I really like the push that we're all taking now, where it is a group activity, and it is a social thing, and it can be a family thing.
Right. I think the best, you know, if you think about your favorite TV moments, usually you weren't alone on the couch. There were other people with you, so that's kind of how
Absolutely,
we look at it.
Absolutely, or at least my dog. Go ahead.
So I can just show you really, really quickly here. These are the standard Xbox 360 blades.
Sure.
Off of the media blade, there is a Microsoft Media Room. Again, that's our IPTV platform icon. You click on it, and voila, here it is.
There it is.
In beautiful HD.
It does look really nice. And now my Xbox 360, this isn't offered to me just yet, right?
Right. Again, Microsoft Media Room is delivered through service providers.
Right.
So if service providers want to offer IPTV on Xbox 360, they can do it. If there are existing Xbox 360s out there in the field, a software upload would allow those boxes to deliver the IPTV service.
I love it. And if you guys at home want to keep up on all the news and latest and greatest about the Media Room, where can we send them?
MicrosoftMediaRoom.com.
All right. Well, thank you very much. This is awesome. Check it out. MicrosoftMediaRoom.com.